Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape's Cool. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me, we have Art, who plays Chimera, a.k.a. Chris Halloran. His hint with the hands around his mouth yelling was fucking on point. I'm not going to lie. Like, my brain was like, got it. Natalie, who plays... Art, you didn't... I talked to him.
Hi this time. You'll let him speak.
Natalie, who plays Mirage, a.k.a. Athena Richards.
Hi.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Codex, a.k.a. Travis Lang.
Perfect. There you go.
Good
job, Paul.
I got two out of three perfectly. The other one, I got the character name or the cape name right, but the other shit was...
Yeah, I kind of talked over your part on Natalie, so sorry.
It's okay.
So, Art, it's your question of the day. What the... Art's like, shit.
I was hoping you forgot, to be honest.
No.
Usually we kind of discuss it a little bit before.
I forgot it existed until I sat down. I'm like, hey, wait, question of the day time. Art, you want to take a second to think of one?
I actually have one. What's your favorite fruit? Not vegetable, fruit.
If your answer's tomato, I'm going to throw something at you. I'm just saying.
Well, isn't salsa just a fruit salad?
Yes, it is. By definition. Until you add onions into it, and then it's not a fruit salad anymore. Because onions are not a fruit.
So, I guess my...
Do you want to go first or you want to go last? Because it's your question.
I'll go first. I'm thinking he's a big plum person.
Okay, so I like plums. I do. I really do. Natalie, what's Athena's favorite fruit?
Well, the first fruit that came to mind was star fruit. And I'm like, no, that's bright for.
Also, it's boring.
And also, that's a boring choice. And then...
Boring flavor, at least.
And then you said plum, and then that made me start thinking of Stardew Valley, and I was thinking of all the fruits that are in there. And then it went to apricot, and I'm like, I don't think that would be apricot. And then...
Apricot's a very particular flavor. Either you love it or you hate it.
Mm-hmm. So...
I'm indifferent because I like it dry. I like it dried, not dried.
And then you mentioned peach, and I was just like, I would assume it would be a fruit that's on a tree, not really like a plant.
Most fruit are in trees.
No, strawberries.
Are a berry, not a fruit.
Blueberries.
They are considered multiple fruit.
Yeah, that is actually
considered. Are they considered fruit, not berries?
Yep, and by the way, that is my answer, strawberry. I actually had to make sure it was actually a fruit and not something else.
So, what was your favorite fruit again?
Well, the most common fruit for someone in California to like is the avocado.
It's barely a fruit.
But technically still a fruit.
I repeat, barely a fruit. And what was yours, Codex?
Strawberries. Technically a fruit. Multiple fruit, but still a fruit.
Yeah. Okay, so who wants to do the recap from last time? It can be very general. Just, we don't need to chunk a bunch of...
We started the preliminaries for the Clash tournament.
We won.
We found out what blank? Joker's middle name is.
Yes,
we know Joker's
Jessica.
Jessica. Because it's JJJ.
Yep. Like J. Jonah Jameson.
Yes. And that's basically how it went last time. So, you guys, you're going to go through essentially more Clash training, and it's going to be things like puzzle solving and what would be the most relevant skill? I don't know. Puzzle solving is very varied. It all depends on what it's related to. And you know that the locations that clashes are held have been held historically are like nations' capitals. DC has done one. London hasn't done one in years, but you know it's coming up. Paris did one. Dubai, New Delhi, Shanghai. No, Beijing. Sorry. Beijing, right? Capital of China? Is it Beijing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Beijing. Because I wanted to say Shanghai, but I knew that was wrong.
Because it's where the Olympics are.
Well, no, that's not always.
That's where they were in 2008.
Beijing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get... where the fuck is it?
Shmobi Booble.
No, just capital of China.
Beijing, you're right.
I was right, okay. But yeah, you know, nation's capitals, usually. They also did one at Riverside City about 25 years ago. Or 20, sorry, 20, no, 40 years ago. But yeah, so, and basically they walk you through the different tasks that those, you know, particular big clashes have people do. Things like, here's a puzzle about the city. You have access to any public monuments for information you don't have. And Like I said, you've heard of a road rally. It's very similar to that. You know, no outside influence allowed. You have to use what you have to figure it out. And I recommend anybody who hasn't done a road rally try it because it's fun.
A what?
Road rally? Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's like a adult scavenger hunt.
Oh.
That you get like a list of clues that you have to use an answer from the one above to get to the next answer, to get to the next clue to finish it out. Mm-hmm. And if you get stuck, you can call the clue giver and you get like one or two passes to like, hey, here's the answer for that one. Go to the next one. But if the person who, you know, ahead of you doesn't do that, they win and you don't. Things like that. It's like a thing you have a bunch of friends do.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. And you guys are going to realize that your team is really well suited to that kind of shit. with Codex being very, very smart, very techy. But the problem is you're not allowed to use external technology. So you can't like bring a phone in and use that to find the answers. So it's things like you make traffic signals go your way. You make things like that. You know, you could find interesting uses. Cast summoning spells and stuff like that. And you have Mr. People Person can ask questions of the essentially clue givers and things like that to try and get them to tell you more than they should. And Athena with her summons can just like scatter and look for things so fast because they're all intelligent. Say, hey, you're looking for something that looks like this. Go. And you can just send out four things or two, but two really intelligent things. And then maybe you could even cast a summon spell if you wanted to. And among the other teams, because I believe it was team five. Which teams was it, Art, that were... And I know I had a note for it, but that note is missing now.
3, 6, and 9.
Thank you. Wow. Convenient. The powers of three? No, not powers. Multiples of three.
And one of them is the one that lost the person.
Corbin, yeah. Because they're the one speedster and information specialist. They're going to succeed. If they had a third person, they would have been dominant. They might have beaten you guys. So, and you're going to get 3 weeks of that training where it's pretty much instead of doing assessments on those days, that's what you're doing. What it is to cement it in your head. Like, this is what you need to worry about. So what do you guys do in your off time during those 3 weeks? Give me something general. I don't need specifics.
I work on the safe and on my,
Spark Arms. By the way, I found the name of the creator of Spark Arms. Cause I was just listening to the podcast and it is Jeremy Montero. You were the one who, his reason why Shinsoko was there was because he was an investor.
Yep.
And he got him in touch with Archie.
Yep. So Shinsoko, I'm sure, is making a little tall, bit of bank
tall damn dollars. tall damn dollars. Yeah. Plus, you know, him being able to go tour with Kitsune now for fun and just come back home whenever he wants. He's doing just fine. Mm-hmm. But with dealing with monsters and stuff like that. Oh, another thing. There has been a development in that they have discovered that the monsters are slowing down, but they're now coming in waves. Different areas are spawning monsters at different points, or more like they're always spawning a couple, or if, you know, like they're spawning 5 or 10, not hundreds like that were hitting towns before.
Okay.
And they're figuring out that there is an interval that'll fire off, and some of which they're figuring out once they track down where they're coming in are anywhere from, you know, a few months to build up, or some are thinking it could be five years, depending on where they are. And then they're going to figure out that, and over the next couple weeks, they're going to find out that essentially places where people live, like big cities, are going to be more frequent because that's where people naturally gravitate to, are places where ley line convergences, which is where most things come through. But, by the way, not always monsters. Could also be full-ass sentient people coming through.
Codex
was an example. He slipped through.
Hi.
Well, no, actually, he got pulled through violently.
Spoilers.
It was in your intro.
I know, but they don't know that. The world doesn't know my intro.
Yeah, but he's giving us world information.
Yeah, he said Codex, and I said, no, it wasn't that way. But anyway, and this is actually all going to be given to you guys as information. But what they're figuring out is that it's actually going to be safe to go back to the small towns. And they realize that, you know, hey, every 10 years you got to vacate for, you know, a month to and to, you know, where whatever nearby bunker or whatever, and let the capes and other paid supers come in and take care of the monsters. And then, you know, you can go back to your life. And the world is pretty fucking happy when they figure that out. because it means that they can. Now, monsters still exist. Like, they're still a problem. You know, you're going to hear about, like, oh, this something ate my cattle and shit like that. That's going to happen.
It's also going to spark a whole new superhero class that are going to just go
And they're probably going to be called something like hunters or something like that.
Rift hunters.
Something. What?
Rift hunters. Rifters.
I like rifters.
That's a good one.
But it's got to be something they wear because it's capes, cowls, hoods, boots. Boots because they move around. Gauntlets? No.
Yeah. Let it percolate for a little bit.
Think about it, because that is a relevant thing to think about, because it is going to be an official term, and I'm going to use it. So
I'm still a fan of rifters.
I like rifters, but it isn't a piece of clothing. Like that was the shtick. Oh, capes, cowls, hoods.
It's still a flavor of cape.
But it's not a mountebanks.
Mountebank?
Well, that's not a piece of clothing. That's a specific. It's a specific piece of clothing.
Tennis shoes. No. Socks.
Belters. Belters.
Wrist watch.
It's got to be
short. Glasses.
Oh, well.
Think on it, and at the end of the episode, I'm going to have you each give me your best, okay?
Spectacles.
Okay. Continuing. Yeah, so, but that does come across, and you guys are given some news from outside, but it's very much so, what's the word? Filtered? You're not given full access to, you know, like there was a monster wave that hit a town. They don't tell you about the death count. That's not a thing they're going to be advertising to you guys, because you're thinking, oh, if I've been there, you're in training. You don't need to be there. That's not your job. Your job is to get better at what you do so that shit doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. So in that 3 weeks of downtime. So if you want to add 3 weeks to your counter art, what do you guys do? What is your in-between stuff? Rob, you gave me yours was working on the safe and the spark arms. What you're going to find is the safe, I'll need you to roll just 3 times for me. And the spark arms, you're going to run into pretty much a brutal wall. You're not powerful enough to figure it out. You don't have the grunt to bypass the issue yet.
One, two, three.
Is that a one?
10 on the die, 10 on the die, and no more inspiration.
You going to reroll the one?
I wanted to.
Anyone have an inspiration to throw his way or no?
Unless I...
You're the one who got the
I have one.
The hard one.
I was going to say, like, I was looking through... Is it worth it? And I had one that I didn't...
Use.
And I didn't put it into the next page.
Would you like to give it to him?
But that is my question to you, is does that count?
If you can use it right now or it goes away. So use it or lose it. You going to use it?
Well, duh, yeah.
All right. Roll it.
With guidance.
No. Guidance.
Yeah.
This is a long time thing.
It was this one.
Into a 4.
But it's not a 1.
So I can show you.
That's fine. I believe
it's
you.
It's right there. And then I go
just draw a line through it so you know it's done.
I go 19, to the next page and it's not.
Just draw a line through it.
So 19, 19, 30.
So with it being over the course of, you know, a week each, you're going to finally crack the code on the safe. And that'll be right as the 3 weeks are ending. It's, let's say it's like Saturday evening, and all of a sudden it goes snick, and it's ready to be opened. Do you get your team or do you just open it yourself?
Oh yeah, I get the team. Do we get Bridget?
That is fully up to you.
Well, that's what I'm asking the group.
Does she know that we have the safe?
Yes, she helped get it home.
Do you trust Bridget enough for her to know what's in the safe?
In those 3 weeks, did I have a chance to speak to Joker alone or with the group minus Bridget?
Yeah, probably. If you made an appointment.
I make an appointment and with the group, with us, without Bridget, and basically confirming her story.
Yeah, he's worked with her since she was like 5 years old.
About there also being a mole.
He's aware and so is she. They're working together.
Okay. Then yes, I will. You guys want her roped in or not?
That's fine.
We'll rope her in because shouldn't be any harm having her there.
Mm-hmm. So inside this, you guys all gather around and she says, hey, let's bring this to a secure location to open it.
Okay. Can you bring a friend with? It might have some strength to help.
Yeah. Which secure location are we going to?
I don't know yet, but.
Oh, there's a blast chamber underneath the tower in the middle, in the center of the school.
I have a different suggestion.
Training room?
Yeah, you remember the dungeon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Granted, it's not trapped.
She says, what?
Nothing. You know nothing of what we're going to be telling you, okay?
She like taps the spot on her neck and taps it again, and then this little tiny like bead comes out. She says, nanotransmitter. She puts it on the table. She reaches over and taps each of your necks. You didn't even know you had them, and they pop out. She says, they're keyed to me. I can get them out.
Yeah, how did I not know?
Really well shielded. Also, you probably realized it was there, but you tried to remove it, and it wouldn't come out. So you've been giving it false data to fuck with, and mm-hmm. every once in a while, it would, like, beep. And she's like, puts them all in, like, on seats. And then she says, all right, where are we going? And, you know, she takes a, like, she has a ring on, and she taps it to the top of the safe, and it envelops it in, like, a pink bubble.
Okay.
And then it bounces up, and it, like, sticks to her hand, yeah.
Okay.
Not anti-gravity as so much as artificial buoyancy. The pink bubble provides buoyancy. It's like super helium, but not really. It's a chemical thing that does like that.
Okay.
And it like attaches to her thread to her ring.
I think I heard of a 19. I definitely heard of a cow having a similar ability once.
Who?
Femme Fatale.
Femme Fatale.
I remember from book 2.
Oh no 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 that no that
Who
was
made the bubbles.
Cat made the bubbles.
Cat. Okay. I remember a cape named Nightmare making similar bubbles.
She makes telekinetic bubbles.
Oh, okay.
This is a highly advanced electrochemical reaction with some nanites for guidance.
I attempt to try to examine the device she uses.
She like slaps you. No.
Hey, get me a closer look at it.
In the shoulder. Like,
get me a closer
no.
look at it.
She says, I'll let you look at it later. Not now. And she twists another ring and a field of black surrounds you guys for a second and then it disappears, but you're like coated in the black shimmery substance. You have Pass Without a Trace on.
Okay.
You're going to realize most of her abilities are technological because she has, I think she told you what her powers were, right?
Super senses.
Yeah. Crazy powerful senses, but nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit like Joker. The Joker is fully mundane.
Though he does have access to magic.
Because he learned to be a wizard because he's like, I ain't going to be no scrub.
All right, but we proceed to the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's just like blanking out cameras as you go. Like she's got a walk. She's got a walking null field around her. There's cameras just don't see it. It's a ball of black.
Okay.
Or ball of nothing. So, probably nothing.
We'll take her to the tree.
Mm-hmm. And you're bronze card, brass or bronze, lights up, and the door just opens.
Mm-hmm. Head in.
Mm-hmm. You go downstairs, and the room is perfectly clean. There's no, but it's just blank.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize you could probably use it as like a sparring area or place to have a secure conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, okay, I'm not even going to ask how you found this.
Yeah, it was the...
It's not a tree.
I gathered when it opened.
Yeah, it's not a tree. Didn't respond. It was a null point.
Hey, you can talk to
Jake. It responded to me.
Well, yeah.
And if it has a code, I said granted and opened.
Yeah, she says, I mean, have you tried, like, see if there's any doors higher up or no?
We haven't done too much with this since the initial entrance and trial.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, good to know. All right, so she releases the bubble in the center of the room and it settles down gently. All right, well.
Let's practice.
She's like bouncing up and down. She's very excited.
I proceed to open it up.
Is
it locked?
Yeah. No. You spent the last four weeks trying to figure that out.
Huh?
You put in the code, and the code is the 839 digit of pi through the 850th digit. Yeah. Like, it took a while because that was some random bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, digits of pi, not going to be relevant to the rest. And inside are three objects. One is a plain data chip.
Okay.
You know, obviously high, you know, quality, but nothing exceptional. One is a black velvet bag about the size of a Crown Royal bag, which anyone who listens to the podcast has probably seen one. And then a photo album.
All right. I attempt to scan the photos. Do any one look familiar?
If it says photo album on it and it has a thumbprint lock on it, do you try it?
I have a suggestion.
All right, suggest away.
Watch the old episodes of MacGyver.
I attempt to see if there's any other fingerprints within the safe.
No, there should be one on the lock. You just actually use a sheet of paper over the top.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, is any fingerprints I have not already smudged.
It is pristine. No marks on anything inside there. It's like hermetically sealed in here. You heard a hiss of air as it opened.
So when whomever put it in there did not put the thumbprint onto the container? There's no fingerprints that aren't ours on the outside?
No.
So there isn't a fingerprint on the lock itself?
Not in this. There's not a fingerprint anywhere. It's like it's been scrubbed totally clean. Scoured even.
I check it to see how many attempts the thing will have before it locks up on us. I ask it.
It says awaiting owner. Three slots left.
Okay. So we have three tries to try to open it. That's what I was trying to ask.
No.
We have three people to try. That's what I'm trying to say.
No. Think harder. Awaiting owner.
So it's blank. Okay. Waiting for somebody to actually take ownership of it. And it allows three people to take ownership of it.
Conveniently.
Funny thing that.
Because it's like, do I get one? No.
Yeah. I guess I'll take ownership.
You put your thumb to the side, thumb in the corner, and it opens up, and there's a picture of Corbin.
Corbin?
Corbin.
Corbin?
The guy, kid who died.
A recent photo?
A photo of like the day before he died.
Okay. Is that the only picture in there?
You can't seem to get past the first page.
It's a reactive photo of anyone that passes from our school. Anyone that probably dies of honor.
Potentially.
Okay, it's not going to give us any spoilers.
I'm sorry, correction. There is it that you can. It looks like you can access two more pages.
Okay.
The next page is the clash you guys just did, and the page after there's a picture that doesn't make any sense. It's a picture of a tower in the middle of nowhere, like a 1,000-foot tall tower in the middle of an open plain.
All right. Let's check out the bag now.
Yeah, inside the bag, it looks like it's containing something that's rare, roughly cuboid.
Okay, you want me to cast identify?
On the bag, or?
On the thing.
Oh, so yeah, you open it up, and inside is a metal, a silver, like, perfect sphere, perfect cube.
Okay, anything pop on identify?
Identify
detect
magic. It is obviously magical.
Anything
it's
else?
Magitech.
Is there anything else? Is the binder or the chit or the safe?
The chit is not magical at all. The safe itself is magitech, and that's how the traps worked. And the photo album is magic as well. It's powerful magic. It is not tech. Well, besides the locking mechanism.
Okay. Then the identifies.
Mm-hmm. So are you identifying everything, or?
One at a time, but yeah.
What are you starting with?
The bag.
The bag itself?
Yeah, just in case.
The bag itself is a synthetic suede that's way more advanced than what they have access to now. You would have guessed it was suede natural if you hadn't checked it with identify.
All right. Now for the thing in the bag.
Yeah, it is a... what would the best way to phrase it? A Titan core?
Titan as in Greek? Titan?
It is just labeled Titan core. I don't know how to give you basic information. It is the basis for... It is the key piece of something. But it doesn't give you enough information. Identify won't give you enough information. You know that it's not it itself is useless. You would need the pieces that go with it to make it do something. Natalie, what are you doing? Well, what is Athena doing while they're looking at this? Is she looking at the data chit or?
I'm just for support.
Got it. What are your pets doing? Or who's with you?
Well, Murphy.
Yeah, he's just kind of riding shotgun.
And I kind of imagine we're in this dungeon. I summoned a bear. I'm sitting on bear. We're kind of just vibing.
He's like,
ready for action.
Solid.
We're here.
He gives you like a head bump. Yep, we're good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kona, Chimera, what is Chris up to?
I'm probably watching over his shoulder.
Okay. I figured as much, but
because stupid proofing me.
I mean, if it, like something took you over, he'd notice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just a backup. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But this might be stupid of me, so watch out.
Oh, God.
Take the tank. The shoe fits, huh?
But this cube is like the size of your fist. It is not small. It's probably 2 inches on, 2.5 inches on a side.
So, I see if I can, you said it is or is not magical, the Titan Core.
It is Magitek.
Magitek. First thing I'm going to try is taking my Spark Arms, the one I've been working with, and trying to put them next to each other, see if there's any interaction.
Not in the slightest.
Now here's for the real stupid idea. I take the Titan Core, put it up to my chest. I am Magitek. It's Magitek.
You feel like you feel a strange potentiality? Like there could be something there, but no.
Potentiality.
By the way, if one of you had the Gundam power set, this would have been a big-ass find for you.
Yep.
No one here has the Gundam. Really no wanted one, to. No one here has the Gundam power set.
I tried to be.
What?
Yeah, I did.
The Gundam?
Yeah. No. What the hell was I going to be?
I don't know.
You've had several different builds.
You had like 4. Listen,
I feel like I'm being attacked right now.
You know how many different builds I've made?
6, 10.
But also I'm very demandy. Like I want to be an archer that can talk to animals, that can also turn into animals, that can also summon animals. How hard is that, Paul?
Well, you got hard. 3 out of 4.
You got 3 out of 4.
Didn't I add something else? Oh, and that the arrows, I could pull one out and it'd be a random thing. That's cool, though. We need to figure that out one day.
That'll be one thing we work on later on for you.
That is something just random that needs to happen one day.
Okay.
Paul's like, and ignore.
So can I make a Magitek roll on the Magitek core?
Yeah, sure, you can try.
I am going to guidance myself. That's a 19 total.
You have no fucking clue. Without exaggeration, it is leaps and bounds beyond what you could even comprehend.
Yep. It was a low roll.
No. Like, what's your bonus?
+9.
You had a theoretical chance with guidance.
Yeah. I have a max of 33 I could have rolled.
That would have gotten something. Not much, but something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the data chip.
Mm-hmm. Before I move on to the data chip, I try to talk to the Titan Core.
Access denied.
Okay.
It does respond.
Does it look like an animal?
No, it looks like a core.
Damn it. It's a square.
I thought it was a Gundam. You've been talking up a Gundam.
I said if you had the Gundam. If one of
us
had
it, we could go buy it into a Gundam.
And it'd be a big
deal. In my head, it was a big Gundam.
Damn deal, yeah.
It was a Gorilla Gundam, and I could talk to it, and it'd be my best friend.
And now I'll move on to the data chip.
Yeah. Data. It's a pretty standard data chip.
Like, nowadays data chip, or still advanced?
It'd be like one that's cut. Like, the example would be, it'd be like USB 4.0 now. Or like a USB, you know, C3 or whatever. It'd be like the next generation of what we have, but it would probably still work on older tech. But I think it's like it's like 5 years from now, not 50 or 150.
Okay. So I attempt to examine it.
There's like a text file, and then there's a video file.
I would.
Or actually, it's a hologram file, which you have a hologram projector, so or not an AR projector, so you could use that.
I'll key up the audio file or the visual file first.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and what you're going to figure out is that the text is the text version of the video.
I read along in case there were subtleties.
There are no changes. That is exact. And you see a very, to you, very familiar child.
Child?
It is a person you would recognize as Michael Aiden. And
that was a quiet fuck my life, by the way.
I did not hear it at all.
I know, that's why I reiterated that. Gotcha.
And he says, maybe probably 2 years older, but he's like 12, 14-ish, you know? So like preteen and a teenager. And he says, hello to the past. I'm Michael Aiden, the son of Izuka and Flagstaff. I'm sorry, Confluence. I am presently trapped in insert year here. I think it was 3300, something like that. I gave you the date when I gave you the safe.
Aiden, by the way, in the pre-episode we did.
I know.
And so this is my character surrounded.
Yes, exactly. That. Pretty sure I gave a date. I want to say it was like 1,000 years in the future. It's like really far in the future. It was either 2300 or it was 3300.
But also, he would be the one to get himself trapped.
I don't have a thousand years in the future.
What? Shit.
Natural 20 on history. I'm trying to remember the Aiden family.
Yeah, it's he's Azuka's kid.
No, as in.
Oh, yes. Yes, you remember.
Shit.
He said, I'm sending back the information that I have that would be relevant now. To avoid messing with the timeline, I have sent back time-locked information so that you'll get the important bits from anyone, from anything I send you when it would no longer break the timeline. If you open up the photo album, you'll be able to store 3 fingerprints in it. I'm assuming that that you three are the people who found it. And he says Codex, Chimera, and Mirage. You're more important than you know.
Thanks, Mr. Hologram.
And he smiles. He says, I assume one of you said thank you. Thank you. He says, there's a reason why you were put together. And he kind of frowns a little bit. He says, though you don't all make it, you all make an impact.
One of us is going to die.
Not it.
I hope you're enjoying your school lives because they are exceptional, and I know that I'm looking forward to getting you enjoy them when I eventually make it back home. I've been told that that is going to happen in the not too distant future, hopefully, and they've been keeping me mostly isolated, but I managed to, well, use my powers to
wreck my life.
Yeah.
Or improve it, kind of. I'll explain later.
Thank you.
I've managed to use my powers to get access to a historical archive. He said they're probably figuring out how the ley lines and the spawning points work at this point, and things get better. I mean, the monster waves are pretty brutal, but humans adapt. They overcome. And, I don't feel bad telling you this one. Avoid Colorado Springs in 2031.
Fuck.
You guys specifically.
What year is it for us right now?
2030.
Not go to Colorado Springs in
2031.
2031.
The spring semester.
With the access I managed to gain, there are a couple of things that I know would make the world a better place, but wouldn't alter the timeline enough that it should cause problems. I hope. Also why I'm trusting you with this. The bag contains a Titan core. You'll meet someone who needs it. You'll know it when you find them. If you give it to them, they'll save a lot of lives. And they might be able to save your lives in return someday.
Okay.
Also, that bag was really nice, but I don't know how they made it. But I never found anything like it. So if you could tell my parents that I'm trapped here, that'd be awesome. Because apparently that's how I'm getting home. I knew you guys would open this. Don't ask why. I just did. Oh, and that safe? Make sure you take the stuff out of it, because it's going to slam shut about 12 minutes after you open it, and come back. It's been about 11 minutes.
I quickly put together a note explaining my feelings to him about him kidnapping me from my world and shoving it in there.
And putting you in a better one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. So, long story. Well, I'm assuming time passes and it disappears.
That is correct.
So, long story short, this guy kidnapped me from my world and brought me here. I was my world. My mother and sister had died, but they're alive in this world.
Whoa!
And in this world, me and my father died.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Mm-hmm. So it's been interesting. It's a That's the long story short. But I, on my mother's side, am related to him, apparently.
To that kid?
Yeah. Cousin? Second cousin? Third cousin? Something like that? It's confusing.
What's the relation?
My mother is Navajo.
Okay, but what is your mother's relation to where they're connected?
I'm trying to remember exactly how I wrote it.
Was it your mother's cousin?
I think so.
Your mother's cousin would be your second cousin. He would be your second cousin once removed. That's how that works.
So I gotta go talk to somebody now.
Probably.
Ooh. Azuka. We have a message to pass to him.
We can't.
He specifically told us to do it.
No, he told us to pass the information to his parents. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get access to that.
Yeah.
We do have somebody here at Altair Delicate.
She looks at you and says,
I don't want to charge them.
Bridget looks at you and says, you know, Azuka's office hours are like right now.
Yeah.
You can just talk to him. He's down like in fifth floor of the tower. You know, where you have class. Like next door.
How are we going to tell him that we got a message from his son?
Knowing his son, that is totally normal.
All right, then.
That's Bridget, by the way, not me. That is, she's like, yeah, totally normal.
I guess the best thing to do would be to give him the
info,
the chip.
Yep.
Yeah, that would work. Actually, as soon as the clip finishes, it melts down.
I copied the text.
Doesn't work.
I visually copied it with my eyes and rewrote it.
When you try, it is in webdings, non-translatable.
Me physically writing it?
When you try and remember it.
We sat there with a recorder and record it.
It is unintelligible. This is 1,000 years of tech ahead of where you are. Believe me, it's not translatable, and move on.
What if I'm sitting on the bear and I'm writing everything that he was saying down?
That's trust me.
It's okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I got enough. I think I still can convince him.
You say, hey, your son's trapped 1,000 years from now. He's like, fuck. All right, let's go there. So we're going to flash over there. He says, what? He says, hey, nice to see you guys. Team One, nice to see you. You brought your mentor. A little weird. What's up?
I am 99% sure of this guess. If there's any bugs, I recommend muting them before I say anything.
Oh, I didn't let him put any in here. He's just to be sure. He like snaps his fingers and an electrical field pulses out from him.
I feel a little bit tingly.
Yeah, exactly. And it fills the whole room and then snaps back. He says, okay, what's up?
Hello, second cousin Jason B. I'm here because of your son.
What did he do this time?
He came to my world and teleported me.
I knew about that. I think my wife came and talked to you.
I'm gonna pull out the bag.
Confluence. Yeah, she came and talked to you one time and apologized for him, didn't she?
Not that I know of.
Shit, that was on her list. I'll make a note.
Yep, I was more referencing that. I think. Oh, he's kind of now trapped in the future.
Oh.
Take a look at the bag.
The bag?
Toss the bag out.
The Titan Core and the...
Oh, is it inside still?
I figured the bag is going to be... We'll separate the core from the bag. Because the bag is just a bag.
Yeah, it's just a really nice suede bag.
Yeah.
Well, not suede bag.
Exactly.
I figured. He says, yeah, it's a suede bag.
No, it isn't. Take a closer look at it.
It's synthetic.
He says, bullshit. He like pulls out a jewel, like a loop. He pulls out like a loop with extra like little lenses. No shit. That's not great. That's a nanonatural grain pattern. Okay. Stuck in the future. Yeah. I get it. Well, he's stuck there. It's okay. Well, I'll have my wife use a recall on him.
Okay.
Entropy. Kind of a family trait. We'll work together. We'll get him back. Hopefully he's at one of the points. Did you see anything in the background?
Did we?
No. It was just him.
Plain literally just white him. Room.
He looks 2 years older, though, than when I last saw him.
Got it. Okay. He's been there a while then. If I had to guess, that means he's... Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay. Thank you. The good information. He, like, flicks each of you a copper credit. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. He says, so, yeah, I have to go... I'll be leaving for the day. I gotta go find my wife. I gotta go get our son back. He's been gone. I wonder why I hadn't seen him in a while. Huh. Interesting.
Can we have the bag back?
Of course.
Thank you.
He tosses it back. He says, yeah, I mean, I don't recommend you sell it, but it's nice. Oh. Or try and... Don't try and reverse engineer it either. It's not a good idea.
You're no fun.
I mean, if you like, for all we know, the company that created it ends up fucking solving world hunger or some shit like that. How would you know?
How do you know we didn't do it ourselves?
I don't want to get into that because it makes my brain hurt.
Paradox.
This is Aiden. He says, I don't want to get into that. As Paul, diversion timeline. It would just change that where it goes, which would fuck up some serious shit for you guys. But that's up to you. Now, if you wanted to make your own shit like that, but you find out it's a very complicated chemical process, you don't even have the shit for yet, so it's irrelevant. Because you will check eventually, because you are a curious bastard. the chemical you used to make it doesn't exist.
Is it plant-based?
It is not.
Okay.
It is mineral-based.
And we don't have a mineral person yet.
Correct. So, you guys, you're giving your coin. Bridget says, okay, so secret underground place. By the way, your brass card starts to glow.
In presence of Aiden or?
No, actually it's as you're walking back to the back to where you usually, back to the place you guys stay, that the other tower, and there's a strange bush that it glows brighter near. And when you check with plant senses, it's not a bush.
Really?
A bush that is not a bush. I try to talk to it.
Awaiting approval.
I hold up my card.
It forms into a staircase leading down.
Mysterious staircase? Is Brigitte with it? Bridget.
Yeah, Brigitte. She's like, she says, and you see like there's little like body count, like little peoples that are like blank over top of this three of them.
Some of your friends when they get in. Not until after the door closes behind us. Mm-hmm. We'll see you on the other side.
She says, okay. I mean,
don't ask.
She says, I kind of feel like it's not fair that you have some kind of secret training program, but also you're my class, you're my team. I don't really, you know, and I like the fact that we're going to win. So good luck.
You're welcome.
Have fun. Don't die, please. Apparently you got shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to do an after action report with you guys. So she like flicks over a trio of little orbs and she says, and each one starts to circle each of you, like an ion stone almost.
Okay.
And she says, when you start fighting, they'll spread out.
All right.
They're cameras.
I kind of figured that.
Well, they're technically, they're highly advanced imagers, image capture devices, but think of them as fancy cameras.
Okay.
I will use a bonus action right now to add 4 temporary hit points to myself, as I feel like there's going to be combat. Now, last until we rest.
Any preparations from you, Natalie, before you go down?
Bear. Other bear.
Kid. Other bear?
Yes, two. I have two, don't I?
You have one is Murphy and a bear.
Oh, okay. Bear. Murphy bear.
Murphy cat.
Murphy the size of bear, because he turns into the
It's like a tiger, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more like a puma.
And as you guys walk down the staircase, you are led into a dome about 100 feet up, it's a 200 foot diameter area. And in the center, about 20 foot wide, is a pool of something. Might be water, might not. And there are three glowing circles, you know, about 20 feet apart, like spaced at like the compass points, and about 20 foot off the wall. So you guys will be separated by quite a distance before this starts. So decide who's going to stand where before we end the episode.
They're equal distance apart?
Assuming you're coming in from south, there's one at the south point, one at the east point, one at the west point. They're 20 foot off the wall and 80 foot from the center.
I'll take the south one because that's... I think Mirage and I should take the west and east ones so that if the enemy is coming from the north like they did last time.
Yeah.
All right, and as you guys get into place, the floor flashes with light, and it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Take care.
Bye.